the week's cases for the week ending July 4th, 2025 by Al Monastir, LA County Public Defender's Office. Aggravating factors listed in the rules of court must be found true by a jury. Big deal, big win, impacting a huge number of our cases. Penal Code Section 1170B prevents a court from imposing a high-term prison sentence unless a jury has found an aggravating circumstance as defined in the Rules of Court, Rule 4.421, true beyond a reasonable doubt. Penal Code Section 1170B2, enacted by SB 567. There is an exception, however, that allows courts to find an aggravator true if the facts establishing that aggravator can be determined solely based on a certified rap sheet, Penal Code Section 1170B3. Here, the trial judge found that this exception allowed the court to review the rap and find that the defendant's priors were of increasing seriousness and that he had previously performed unsatisfactorily on probation, two aggravating factors listed in the rules of court. The Cal Supremes reversed, relying on Erlinger, a 2024 case from the U.S. Supremes. In Erlinger, the sentencing judge considered four prior burglary convictions, finding that the four convictions were committed on occasions different from each other to justify an enhanced sentence. The U.S. Supremes held that a finding that priors occurred on separate occasions must be found true by a jury, saying that, quote, virtually any fact that increases the prescribed range of penalties to which a criminal offender is exposed must be resolved by a unanimous jury beyond a reasonable doubt or freely admitted in a guilty plea. Erlinger, 602 U.S. 821 at 834. The Cal Supremes say Erlinger means that, quote, the Sixth Amendment requires a jury determination, close quote, of the aggravating factors at issue here. But they go further, saying judges can only, quote, determine what crime with what elements the defendant was convicted of, close quote, and therefore that, quote, a defendant is entitled to a jury trial on all aggravating facts other than the bare fact of a conviction and its elements that expose the defendant to imposition of a sentence more serious than the statutorily provided midterm, close quote. They conclude, quote, the Sixth Amendment requires a jury determination of the two aggravating facts at issue here, the increasing seriousness of a defendant's prior convictions and unsatisfactory performance on probation before those facts can be used to justify an upper term sentence, close quote. Because none of the aggravators in Rule 4.421 can be found true based solely on a review of the defendant's prior crimes and their elements, this holding means that judges no longer have the ability to find an aggravator true on their own. As a result, our position should be that a defendant cannot get high term unless a jury convicts him of an aggravator or he pleads to high term. Field versus Wiley, B341-644, 626-25 Cal Supremes. Probation conditions barring internet dating and porn are overbroad and vague. The defendant pled to possession of child porn, Penal Code Section 311.11C1. The court imposed probation conditions prohibiting the defendant from using the internet without permission from his probation officer. The defendant was also prohibited from dating, socializing with, or forming a romantic relationship with any person who has physical custody of a minor unless approved by the probation officer. The defendant was barred from possessing pornography and from frequenting, working for, or engaging in any business where pornography is openly exhibited. A probation condition is not overbroad, quote, if it is one, primarily designed to meet the ends of rehabilitation and protection of the public, and two, reasonably related to such ends, close quote. Lopez, 66 Cal App 4, 615 and 628. The defendant challenges the first two conditions, arguing that they are unconstitutionally overbroad. Quote, the question is whether preventing Bray from dating, socializing, or forming a romantic relationship with another adult who happens to have physical custody of a child without permission of a probation officer is closely tailored to the reformation and rehabilitation of Bray such that it overcomes this infringement, close quote. The Court of Appeal finds the socializing condition overbroad. There's no knowledge component, and anyway, what's a date? Probation condition banning internet use is also overbroad. Quote, while we do not hold that a blanket internet prohibition can never be appropriate, the internet today is so enmeshed with society and day-to-day life that such a prohibition that is not narrowly and carefully tailored is overbroad and restricts a probationer's life in ways that are not sufficiently connected to the goal of rehabilitation, close quote. The porn conditions, quote, are unconstitutionally vague, close quote. because the orders, quote, do not define pornography. They allow for subjective application by a probation officer, and they may encompass materials whose primary purpose is not pornographic, close quote. See also Greece, 94 Cal. 5th, 19. The Court of Appeals sends this case back to the trial court to see if the probation conditions can be modified to be constitutional. Beal v. Bray, H051237, 62725 CA 6th. Imposed but stayed priors are in fact imposed. SB 483, effective 1/1/22, made the elimination of 1 year prison priors, Penal Code Section 667.5B, fully retroactive, Penal Code Section 1172.75, formerly numbered 1171.1. Penal Code Section 1172.75 provides that when a court determines that an individual is serving a judgment where one or more of the now invalid priors were imposed, that sentence must be recalled and the invalid priors stricken. Are stayed prison priors imposed? Six courts of appeals said yes. This one said no. The Cal Supremes unanimously announced, quote, we conclude that Section 1172.75A applies to enhancements that were imposed as part of the defendant's original judgment, regardless of whether the enhancement was stayed or executed, close quote. Beal v. Rodius, S283169, 62625 Cal Supremes.